The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Now, Chris, you've discovered something that's going to make having a sick day just that little bit easier.
Well, this has popped up in my news feed this morning, Seba. You know how when you got a when you're having a sickie, and we're a sickie country here in Australia, we love throwing a sickie.
No shame in that.
You know how sometimes when it falls on certain days of the week, if it's a Monday or if it's after a public holiday, how employers can get pretty pedantic about getting you to bring in a sick certificate?
They're the sickie hot days, really, aren't they?
Yeah, pretty much. See, I'm not, like, I feel too bad when I chuck a sickie, so I'm not chucking them that often. I usually am genuinely sick. But there's nothing worse than when you're not chucking a sickie when you genuinely are sick and then you have to go out and get a sick certificate.
Oh, it is really a pain. There's nothing worse than when you've got a mild cold or a bit of a headache having to go to the doctor's surgery and sit on those seats for sometimes a couple of hours at a time just for a little 5-minute consultation to go stick your tongue out to the doctor, have your ears checked and then have him write a certificate. Sometimes you just think to yourself, what's the point? I might as well have gone to work after this.
Exactly. Like, it does frustrate you because if you're sick, you don't want to be there. You just want to be resting. But you know what's wrong with you. If you've just got a cold, then it's no big deal. You don't need to be at a hospital spreading your illness to other people. But that's the reality. And I guess it's fair enough because employers, they want to make sure their staff are doing the right thing.
Exactly.
How does this sound though, Seba? This was launched a couple of years ago, but it's only just now really starting to get some legs about it. So Melbourne doctors have set up an online website. It was called Dr. Sick Note. Now it's called Quokta. They've sort of done like a rebrand. But you can jump online and get a medical certificate, so a perfectly legal medical certificate, for $20.
I was very impressed when you told me this morning. I think we should have invented something like this a long time ago.
Yeah.
But reading the article, it looks like it's been pretty widely accepted by doctors and employers as well, which is impressive.
Well, that's like I thought. Like, I imagine if I brought to work a $20 sick note, you know, that got off the internet, they would be so suspicious about it. I reckon there would probably be some employers out there who'd be like, oh, I don't know about this, mate. This looks suspect as hell. But now they're starting to do more and more wonderful things. This online doctor service, they said they're now able to write specialist referral letters, they're able to write scripts and do more and more stuff. I wonder how, like, they've obviously, they believe in this website if they make it. They're all doctors, they're qualified, so they think it works. But I wonder how exactly you can go about diagnosing someone just over the internet.
Yeah, it's a bit of a tough one, isn't it? I mean, would they have a live chat system or something? You'd have to punch in your systems. But this article goes a little bit deeper in saying that most diagnosis comes from 80% history.
Right, so like if you've got, I don't know, if your dad has something, then they can basically diagnose you based on that.
Yeah, well, that would have to be a pretty heavy illness they went back that far.
I just pictured like a webcam sitting on top of your computer and you just lift your shirt up and just show it your rash. Just go, is this look contagious, guys?
If they had a webcam, they'd probably have those little, you know, hot zones, an infrared camera.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
So you could see if you actually had a fever or not.
It can read your temperature.
That might work.
It's the doctor's office of the future. But you know what? $20 for a sick certificate without leaving your home. That seems like a good deal to me.
I'll take that. The Power FM Brekkie Show.